Women and girls with disabilities, they face different layers of discrimination and marginalization that makes their lives very complicated. We are exposed to higher levels of violence, higher levels of poverty. Women with disabilities are forced to sterilize. Women with disabilities are often excluded from schools. Their literacy rates are quite lower in comparison with other women and, of course, with men with disabilities, and it's quite a significant percentage. We really need to have specific policies addressing the situation of women with disabilities, specifically when it comes to violence and poverty. I will say that would be my main issues of concern: sexual-related violence, domestic violence, and, of course, poverty alleviation for women with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Are there areas in the world where you are focusing more in terms of supporting women with disabilities?
When it comes to persons with disabilities, there is not such a big difference between persons with disabilities living in the north or in the most developed countries and persons with disabilities living in the developing world. It is true that poverty rates are higher in the developing world, but the levels of exclusion and marginalizations are the same all around. Different levels according to the situation of each country, but still the situation of persons with disabilities, we're always the most marginalized within the marginalized in any society.
During your time as rapporteur, are there any issues that you're going to prioritize that you feel need more attention?
Yes. The first issue is poverty reduction. We need to start working seriously on addressing the root causes of poverty of persons with disabilities. The second area is active participation and active citizenship, so how to make sure that persons with disabilities are fully participating in their societies on an equal basis with others. And the third area is awareness raising. We cannot change the way in which policies and legislation are addressing the needs of persons with disabilities if we first don't change our mindsets and do the paradigm shift that the convention has brought, which is, you know, changing our views and recognizing that persons with disabilities are part of human diversity, that disability is part of life, and that the only way to prevent disability is by preventing the obstacles and the social barriers that are impeding the participation of persons with disabilities.